Hello, everyone. This is Will.
This is Alex.
Welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
Bob-um. Got him. This isn't a Jaws ripoff, is it?
No.
Not at all.
It's entirely... original.
Just forget the fact that Jaws came out literally 1 year prior, and you know, and just take that formula and just put a grizzly in there.
Put it on land.
Put it on land, like, you know, grizzly, the land shark. The land shark. Grizzlies, everyone knows that's the world's most threatening animal.
It's true.
I mean, bears are dangerous.
In this movie, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of body parts that go flying.
Oh.
A lot of people throwing body parts around in this one.
Yeah, it's...
rated PG.
Oh, man. So, we're going to reveal it right now. Movie tonight was Grizzly.
Grizzly.
And
you know what? It's okay.
Compared to what we have been watching, it was good.
No. Compared to the other two movies, this is a masterpiece. Yeah.
It's like a magnum opus. We've reached the pinnacle after the last fucking the last two movies.
Compared to Track of the Moon Beast, this is like Pulp Fiction.
All I'm saying, and you said this before too, Track of the Moon Beast has there's a lot of movies that have to be worse than that for it not to win worst of the worst, and I don't think it's gonna happen.
It's not going to. It's a shoe-in. This, you know what? It's okay. And sometimes...
it's a movie, and it works. And
it's a movie.
You know, it's not...
such high standard.
It's not, like, highly offensive. There's not, like, a lot of, like, stupid shit going on here.
No.
It's entertaining at the very least.
Like, once we talk about it, I can kind of get down to, like, my, I guess, criticisms. But, you know what? It's okay.
It's just a Jaws ripoff with a grizzly bear. That's all you need to know. That before we get into it, that is literally the only setup you need. It is Jaws on land with a grizzly instead of a shark.
It's a grizzly in a park killing people, and there's a park ranger who has to get it with the help of two people.
Don't forget, it's a giant grizzly.
Well, yeah.
Because in Jaws, it was a giant shark.
So it's a big grizzly.
He big. He thick.
He thick, indeed.
He is thick. Like, what, 2,000 pounds?
2,000 pounds and...
18 stories high?
15 feet. 15 the poster... feet. I think the poster says, like, 18 stories.
Yeah.
Which is... I want to see that movie. But...
the biggest grizzly bear.
I mean, the boy on the poster is thick.
Yeah.
He tall.
The poster's lit for this, by the way.
All of these posters are lit. These 70s posters are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Even though they very highly oversell the movie.
Oh my god. The taglines are the worst, though, for overselling the movies. Yeah.
No, these are like, these posters are great.
And sometimes they don't even get the plot of the movie right. They just like...
exaggerate.
They just like spitball.
They're just like, I think that's what this is about.
Like some fuck went to an artist and was like, here's our movie. Here's what we need on the poster. It's about this, and the guy's like, "Oh, okay,
fine.
I'll come up with a tagline. You gotta catch audiences." All right, so let's just jump into it.
Let's do it.
Let's get into Grizzly. All right. So
we get happy music.
We get really cheery, like Disney levels of
like
happy music.
Disney presents Grizzly.
Yeah.
That kind of music. Until the title comes up, and then the music temporarily becomes spooky. And then it goes away. And then it's happy music again, as this guy flies these guys in a helicopter and talks about, you know, the importance of, like, saving this park.
Conservation and
how,
like, that stuff.
All this human development has been encroaching on it.
Oh, and how the, like, I guess, like, they also kind of talk about how the season's coming to an end.
Yeah.
So then we get they land at the ranger station and they go in. They're having they're all outside the ranger meeting and they're all having like where they're gonna go next.
Yeah,
and
basically how
what
like,
areas they have to patrol.
We're stretched kind of thin, so this is where you're gonna be.
One, like, you gotta like look out for like last minute campers and all that stuff because the season's coming to an end. And then they're all, so they all go their separate ways, and like two of the Rangers are together and try and like get a post together, but the guy doesn't let them.
Yeah.
And then we go to a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so the restaurant, I don't know why it does this, because I don't think they ever show. It's kind of a setup for the next scene, but
it's
like, sort
of, it's more of a side tangent, because it's like this guy in this who owns this restaurant, and this woman comes in and just sells him like, she's like going over his finances, telling him like, you've been really underselling.
It's like his
daughter.
His daughter, because she's there to take photographs for like an article she's doing.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's like trying to oversell wine. He says no. It's just a stupid conversation.
Yeah. And then
the Ranger comes in
and he kind of takes her away, and they have a little bit of back and forth banter. He kind of jokes that she's like spoiled and like, you know, like your dad's been doing fine here. You don't need to like worry about him.
Right.
And after this, we get some happy campers.
Yep, so two girls are walking through the woods. They're like, man, we must have like walked like 15 miles today. And there's a fire. What I thought was funny is they walk into their campground after walking presumably 15 miles.
And there's already a fire.
And there's a lit fire right when they get there.
Yeah, they just kept it lit the whole time. And they talk a little, and there's like a noise.
And they get kind of scared.
And then there's one of the park rangers.
He drives down, and he's like, hey, you two girls, you got to be back to the post by
before it gets dark.
Before it gets dark, yeah, exactly.
And they're like, yeah, we're just planning on leaving right now. We'll be getting ready soon. So he goes away. They start getting ready. One of them is like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And the other one starts picking stuff up, and we get the POV shots of the bear. Yeah.
As he's like crawling through the woods.
Yeah, walking through the woods, and then he comes across her, and we see it like stand up tall. So like they have the camera.
You know, they raise the camera up to simulate to make it look the like bear a, standing
a huge
up.
Fucking bear, and then it attacks her, and immediately it just swipes.
Yep, and
we get an arm.
An arm just flies across the screen.
With blood all over it.
I hate to laugh at these kind of scenes, but it's hilarious because it's obviously fake.
They knew what they were doing.
And then she gets like swiped in the face and like scratches all over her face, and then she's dead.
Yeah, and then the other girl comes back and sees it.
Yeah, and then she like screams, and then
she gets chased. And as she gets chased,
she goes into like a cabin, like
and she's
a little shack.
And she's like scratched herself on all the branches that she's hit on the way. So she closes the door and thinks. She thinks it's safe.
Nope. But that bitch of a grizzly breaks down the fucking cabin,
and half of the cabin,
and just waltzes in and kills her.
Just eats her.
Yep.
And that's it.
That's the first kill. Well, the first kills, I should say.
Rated PG.
Yep. So, one of the Rangers goes back to check on the girls because they haven't reported back. And so they go and like he finds one of the dead girls, and then there's this whole investigation.
No, so he says that like he meets our main character and the photographer lady.
Yeah.
And he's like saying that he's going to go up to check on them because they promised they'll be back down, and he hasn't heard from them.
Right.
And they go to look, and they find the body in the cabin.
Oh, that's right, because they're certain. No, not yet.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. They go to the campsite, and they're...
Oh, that's right, because, yeah, so they find the girl in the cabin, and she, like, and then, so they look towards the campsite, and they can't find her anywhere, and the photographer's like, I'm going to go take some pictures, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she trips.
And falls in a puddle of blood.
And, like...
And then sees, like, all these, like, kind of remains.
It later, like, brings up the fact that bears... will bury... I don't know if that's true or not. It might be. Where bears bury their the carcasses in, like, a shallow grave so they can come back to it later.
They'll come back to eat it later.
Yeah.
Which, I mean...
Could be. I mean, that could be true. It's not... I don't know if it is, so...
It's not the most ridiculous thing I've heard.
If anyone knows if it is, you know, good for you. I don't know.
I don't know.
So they're talking to the coroner.
Yeah, and...
He's saying that, like, basically the whatever did this, like chewed them alive, and it's like it might be, like, a really big bear.
Yeah, and then like, the park ranger's like, that makes no sense. Like, bears don't eat people. They don't like human meat.
They also mentioned the fact that all the bears in the park are black bears, and yeah. they've all gone to like a different stream.
For
the end of the season.
Yeah.
They transported all of them, and they tagged them and transported all of them
yeah.
to a separate location so that campers wouldn't get hurt.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be one of those. And then, like, the park owner shows up and just starts chewing out the main character.
Well, like, the...
And basically telling him, like, I thought you tagged all the bears. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, like, why didn't you take care of this? This is your fault. He's basically saying this is your fault.
Yeah.
Like, you should have taken care of this.
And he's like, well, we did tag them. Like, so what's going on?
And he mentions a guy named Scott. Well, no, he doesn't mention Scott yet, but Scotty is the one that tagged them all.
Yeah.
So now we get a scene of just random
kids. Well, he does ask to get in touch with Scotty.
Oh, that's right.
Because he wants to chew out Scotty because he was the one who tagged them.
So then we get a really quick scene of just like kids running through the woods and like all these
they're
people.
Evacuating.
They're evacuating the woods. We learn much to the park owner's dismay.
Yes.
So
they evacuate all of them, and then we get a scene of the main character calling Scotty.
Yeah, he calls Scotty, and Scotty's like this wilderness man. He's wearing like a...
So you see like some deer walking, and then there's like some beeping noise, and they run away.
And Scotty gets all pissed.
And then you see this guy like in full disguise, like dressed in like a cloak, like an animal skin, and he gets all pissed off, and he's like, why the hell are you calling me? Like, I've been watching this deer family for like a whole week.
Yep. And he just, basically, Kelly, the main guy, he asks Scotty if he made sure he tagged all the bears, and he's like, yeah, there's no way there could be a bear attack.
Yeah.
You know, all the bears were accounted for, and they were moved and transported. And so then they get off the phone, and Kelly starts talking to the girl about the bears. And, like, how, like, it's weird that this could be happening because all the bears are... Like, it's just the same, like, conversation over and over again, basically. So now they start this huge, like, hunt for the bears. Like, the park owner calls all these, like, hunters to the park to help hunt down lone bear.
Not yet.
Well, no, but, like, so...
No, this is where the park rangers...
This is where they start hunting for the bears.
Yeah. But, yeah, we get a scene of them just kind of combing the woods, and we get one of the girl from the very beginning,
yes.
The girl park ranger, and one of the guys, and they're walking around, and they're like, and he's like, I'm going to go check up there, like, you can just go back. You don't have to wait for me. She's like, okay, well, I'm just going to go soak my feet.
Yep, so she goes to the river. This is, like, during a, like, where a very dangerous, like, bear has been attacking people. Mm-hmm. And she just decides to get undressed.
Soaking her feet in the little river
is going underneath a waterfall half naked.
Yes.
Because that's what you do.
It's fine.
When a giant bear is attacking people, you go half naked under a waterfall.
Well, tell me, Will. Did he do it to him?
Alex, you know he did it to him.
He had to do it to him.
He had to do it to him.
He was right there.
He really did. She goes underneath the waterfall. You see a bear paw just swipe at her face.
That's it.
She yells, and there's blood in the water.
He had to do it to him.
He had to. Dude,
well, look.
She was stupid. The bear was like, okay, easy pickings.
The bear was just chilling under the waterfall, and he just happened to come there, and he's just like, okay. Fine.
So now Kelly is distraught.
Oh yeah,
because he's in the cabin and he's like kind of sulking about like how this is all his fault. He could have prevented it.
He doesn't know like what to do.
He has no idea like how to fix
the body
this.
Count is like keeps piling up.
Yep, and the woman tries to console him. It's just like a quick scene, and now they're doing another helicopter ride.
So there's a funny line in this. Where they're like, well, what do we know about him? or it. And he's just like, well, nothing. He just likes women. He's killed this many women so far. And he's like, oh, yeah. The other guy's like, oh, so just like me.
So they find a bear, and they... not really a bear, if you could, well, you know, sense my sarcasm. So they land, and they go, and it's Kelly.
It's Scotty.
Oh, yes.
It's the animal man, Scotty.
Oh, no, like, no, sorry, in the helicopter, he says, oh, just like me, I'm always trolling.
Yeah.
That's what...
Yeah.
He's always trolling. I just remember that.
Yeah, picking up women, trolling.
Yeah, he's always trolling.
That's a new one. But yep. You know what? I'll take it. But yeah, they go, they land, and they see it's not a bear.
It's Scotty in the bear skin.
And he says that he's been, like, following the tracks, and he tells them, essentially what's going on, that it's a grizzly.
Yes, it's a grizzly bear, and they're like, that's not possible.
But not just any grizzly.
An ancient
a species big,
of grizzly.
A big boy.
Yes.
And that it's...
like the biggest one he's ever tracked.
Yeah. That it's 2,000 pounds, and judging by his claw marks on trees, like 15 feet tall.
This is a big motherfucker.
And everyone's just, and they're just like, that's nonsense. Like, you're talking like, fiction.
There's no, like, seriously, they say, like, there's no grizzlies in this park.
Yeah.
There's only black, maybe there's like, only black yeah. bears.
They say, like, maybe, like, you know, hundreds of years ago, but right. not now.
So they go back to the camp. And then the woman gets, this is where she gets attacked again, but, like, she gets attacked, but, like, not really. Like, I can't remember exactly what happens, because after this, the hunters come and hunt for the bear, but, like, a woman gets attacked, and they talk more about the bear, but I can't remember what woman.
Yeah, I...
like, I...
We may have had a couple of,
I had a brain fart here.
I'm having...
All you have to know is it's the classic Someone formula. Someone gets attacked. Someone gets attacked. They talk about the bear. The park owner doesn't want to close this park. Someone gets attacked.
Yeah.
The park... they have a conversation about
also,
the bear.
Also, the park owner is, like, constantly fighting with our main character.
Yep.
Just like a...
Jaws?
The mayor.
In Jaws.
In Jaws.
Okay, so we'll skip the woman that gets... Some woman gets attacked.
Some bitch dies.
I can't remember
That's it.
Who it is or why it happens. But someone damn it, no.
I just remembered.
It's the ref. It's like the people that evacuated. They're the at like a camp, and a guy's like macking on this girl, and she goes in the tent, and a bear claw just comes
It's like
through.
Right after she sprays some makeup on herself.
And the bear like holds her up in front of the guy and like just drops her on the
Chomps
floor.
On her.
And then, like you said, it was just for body count, basically.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't...
I will say the scene did have a nice like tracking shot. Where it's just, like, panning across this, like, big campsite, and there's all these, like, activity going on. And then, yeah, this dude's just macking on this woman, but the funniest thing is when she walks away, the look on his face is just pure goon.
Yep.
Just that look of, like, I'm gonna get it.
I'm gonna get it.
And then she goes.
No, he not.
Sprays some makeup, and our big boy.
Dead.
Smells it. I'm just guessing.
I'm thinking it is, yeah.
And then... Just picks her up and kind of waves her around and yeah,
and then drops her and then leaves.
Yeah,
he just bounces after that. Yeah, he's just like, I'm done. I had my fun.
It's a hit and run. It's a hit and run.
Yeah,
and then after this,
now we hunters, get now we get a bunch of hunters coming
like,
into the park.
Not park rangers, but just normal like goon like, like rednecks.
It's open hunting season.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but like you learn, the mayor opened hunting season basically. So they could track down this...
The park owner, not mayor.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're thinking of Jaws.
Oh, my bad. I said mayor.
You said mayor, boy.
Sorry. I was thinking of Jaws. So they're all hunting him, and they're all going through the woods, and then we get this lone hunter.
Because the fucking dumbass walks away from everybody and gets...
Like in every one of these movies.
And then he sees the big boy. The big boy chases him, and the guy falls into a river... The most memorable thing, though, is as he's falling, he just says, Jesus!
I love how it's, like, kind of a ragdoll into the river, too.
I love ragdolls. So
me, too.
I'm totally fine with it.
So he escapes.
Yeah. But Kelly is pissed because there's just a bunch of, like, unlicensed goons with guns.
Well, he's also pissed that, like, the fucking, like...
That he just, like, went
the
over.
The owner, like, won't... Like, it keeps going over Kelly and won't close the park down.
Yeah.
So he's talking to the park owner, and it's just like, you need to close this down. And all these hunters are going to hunt other things other than bears.
Yeah, and, like, they don't know the difference. Like, if they see any bear, they'll shoot it also. Like, if they see anyone else, they might just shoot them too.
Yep.
And we get this, this scene of these guys sleeping, and it does the POV bear shot, and the bear, a bear wakes him up.
I just have to mention one real quick before you describe the scene, because you just missed like a little tidbit.
Oh no!
He gets picked up by his friend, remember? And yeah. Then the girl wants to come with them.
Oh yeah.
And she refuses not to. Like, he tells her like it's not a good idea.
Yeah, you're not about to go hunting a bear.
And that's all I needed to say. It's just like kind of a setup for the next few scenes. But yes, now we get the three. You can continue. Sorry.
Three goons.
I just had to interrupt for a minute.
They are sleeping and a bear wakes them up, and surprise, it's just a
cub,
a black bear cub.
Yes.
So it's harmless.
Which is weird because, correct me if I'm wrong.
It doesn't look very small.
I'm not a zoologist here, okay? But cubs don't stray very far away from their mothers.
No, and also it's not very small, but whatever.
And it's not violent at all. It doesn't like attack them. It just kind of stands there.
It just sits down.
Because it's a domestic, I mean, it's a trained bear.
Yeah, it's a trained bear that they got for movie purposes. And one of them has a genius idea. Let's use it as bait. We'll bait the, because they think it's a cub of the big bad. And they're going to use it as bait to lead the big bad.
So they tie it to a stump.
To a stump on a fucking rope.
Yep.
And I'm not even joking. They go to sleep right away. Just this scene is like literally maybe 2 minutes long. The big boy shows up and eats it.
Yep.
That's it. Like that scene, just 2 minutes, gone. And it just immediately cuts to Kelly being like, okay, what idiot decided to use the cub as bait? Like it just cuts to that.
Yep. So they're like talking about it and they're kind of trying to formulate a plan of attack and like how they're going to lure this bear out. So they're going to take different routes and kind of like funnel it down or like
surrounded
basically. And so they're gonna like kind of a choke plan, like, you know, like all surround it. And then who's Tom in this? He gets like really upset at this scene. Like one of the characters gets like mad that they used like a bear cub or whatever.
So the scene starts with Kelly getting like angry.
Oh, that's right,
because they use the bear cub. But then he kind of like decides like we need them because like these guys, like we need all the help we can get.
So who tells the Native American story? I can't remember.
The helicopter pilot.
Yes. Yeah. So Tom, yeah.
Yeah.
Tom is like explaining how like there's a ancient Native American lore. They say Indian in the film, but
you know. I think they
there's like a lore that like this giant grizzly like attacked a bunch of villagers and
no, not just one, that there was like a whole like group of man-eating grizzlies.
Oh, that's right, because they got it, and the grizzlies got a taste for human flesh, and that's why they were attacking.
That's all they wanted, because he's basically saying that like that cub is just like an appetizer for him. He's gonna want to come back for the real thing.
Yep. And so then Scott reveals that he wants to capture the grizzly. He doesn't want to kill it
because it's a ancient grizzly that he wants to capture.
And he wants to kind of study it.
So he has like tranquilizer darts and all this, and Tom kind of makes fun of it, like saying like that's not gonna
like that's not gonna take it down at all. Like this thing is huge. Like you need something more powerful. And then we get so he sends one of the guys away to like a watchtower, right?
And then the guy gets upset because he's like he wants to be there on the action. He doesn't want to just be sitting in a watchtower. And I remember you said, I'd want to sit in a watchtower. That's going to be safe.
Well
anyway.
Not so much. So,
next
scene is it's daylight, and they're all going around the park to, like, and this guy's on a watchtower just, like, watching where they're going.
In a binocular.
And he's looking for the bear. And then, like, he's looking for him, and, like, the
we get, like, POV of,
we
like,
get a
the
POV
bear
of the bear, like, looking at the watchtower and then, like, going to the watchtower.
And like, you're just like, oh.
Like, oh, God.
It's happening.
All right. I guess the watchtower wasn't safe.
And then he gets on the walkie-talkie and is like, yeah, everything's fine. I don't see anything.
And then he's like, he hears the bear. And he's like, oh, the bear's here. The bear's here. And like, the bear starts like leaning against the watchtower. And like,
so they have like
shaking it.
They have like a trained bear that's like shoving like the planks on the watchtower.
Interesting fact, that bear, no one could get around it. But it was at the time one of the largest grizzly bears they could find. It was like 18. It was like 900 pounds and like it was really big apparently
for an actual
bear. Yeah, but no one could get around it because it was dangerous.
Yeah,
for obvious reasons.
But yeah, they have it like shoving like this tower down, and the guy's like trying to he shoots it a couple times. Nothing.
And it just keeps like it takes out a couple planks and keeps not like rocking, and then like almost to the watchtower, and the bear finally
gets knocks the upper it the hand. Fuck down, and we get a rag doll falling with the tower.
Alex, I'll ask again: did he do it to him?
He had to do it to him.
He had to do it to him.
It wasn't safe.
He didn't even eat him. He just left him there. He was just like,
"Oh no."
He's like, "Okay, you're dead. Peace. I'm bouncing.
I'm just gonna fucking.
I don't need this shit."
Just knock you down.
That's just ruined meat.
Well, he had to do it to him.
He had to.
He saw him up there. Had to do it to him.
He just said, "I'm gonna fuck with this guy." And then just knocks the tower over, and then is like, "Yeah, I'm bye. Done. We'll see you later." So they talk about the bear more, and then
they argue with the park owner again.
And Kelly, and then this plan.
This scene in this where while he's arguing, Scotty is like eating a sandwich, and Kelly's just like, "Can you please eat that sandwich outside?"
Well, also, like, at this point, he's yelling at the park owner to close the park.
Also, there's journalists everywhere now.
Yeah, and now the park owner called all the journalists because he wants the press.
Yeah.
He wants more money.
He wants press
money. He wants them to see how they're cleaning it up, how they're, like,
handling the situation. And he wants to use this, like, good publicity to get himself a better government job.
So Kelly yells more, and they get fired. He's like, "You're done. You're, like, you're done. You no longer work for me," basically.
And then Kelly gets drunk and just kind of mopes. And then
Scotty. And then we get the most, the darkest, arguably the darkest scene in the whole movie. So there's a little kid.
This happens.
Okay. Whenever you have to set up a horror slasher movie with there's a little kid, you know something's not going to go right.
Not necessarily. I would say most, like 99% of movies don't go to this. But they, you know what? They had to do it to him. So we get this, like, mom and, like, their kids playing outside with this bunny.
This kid is playing with the bunny, and then he goes outside the fence and grabs the bunny.
It's all very cutesy and innocent.
And then the bear, and then you get a POV shot of the bear coming in. And then the bear busts through the fence.
The little fence.
And, like, picks up the child and like, just, like, jangles him around a little bit while the woman comes out and, like, tries to beat the bear off. And then he drops the kid.
And then the kid just has a nice bloody stump for a leg.
And I think no arm?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like...
And covered in blood.
And then the bear like hugs the mom and just
hugs
like...
Hugs her to death.
Just like hugs her to death.
And you hear like bones cracking.
Yeah. Like a big, big old bear hug. Mom gets a bear hug.
Mom likes some bear hugs. And...
So...
Yeah.
After this...
Kid fucked up. Again... Rated PG.
So after this, they're at the ranger station again, and
they're not the ranger; they're outside the house.
And the park owner is looking all distraught because a kid just died.
And also because
the kid didn't die; he's like being like
in critical
condition. Yeah.
And but the mom is definitely dead though.
And Kelly's like, are you happy now? Like, yeah. Is this what you wanted?
And basically, like, they're also angry because now it's like. It's outside the park.
Yeah.
It's close to town because this was just like a house on the edge of town. So then.
So now they're arming up the helicopter. They like, no shit. This is how the sequence goes. They put in some grenades. Then they put in a bazooka. Then they put in a flamethrower.
They get all the shit.
They got all of it. I'm all surprised. All the shit. I'm surprised they didn't toss in a fucking Gatling gun at this point.
I know, right?
Like, they should have just like went with it and just like. Thrown in like a mace,
yeah,
and a fucking like a sword and like just everything to like fight this bear.
Might as well. And they throw all this in there, and
Scotty's like, you know what? I'm just gonna go it alone. I'm gonna try and capture this thing by myself.
So he goes on horseback,
yes,
and to look for the bear while Tom and Kelly are flying around and they have their own plan.
And the bear's already angry at the chopper. It just shows a little sequence of the bear yelling at the chopper as it goes by for no reason.
Noise pollution.
Yeah.
Okay. And
so now they're going hunting. They're flying over the park and like looking for the bear.
There's a scene where they set the helicopter down. They take out like a deer carcass and they wrap it around a tree.
Yep.
And then bear shows up. They try to chase it down. Bear gets away. They come back. Deer carcass is gone.
Yep.
So he fucking trolled them.
And it shows Scotty still looking for the bear.
And then it's nighttime. They all go to sleep. There's a pretty funny line where Tom is just like talking to Kelly. He's like, if you get woken up in the middle of the night with a big like wet snout in front of you, don't move and don't try to kiss it because it's not me.
And then the next scene is Scotty is like still hunting and he like runs across like claws on a tree with blood.
And then he sees he finds the
he gets the half eaten carcass of the buck.
Yeah. And then he calls Kelly on the walkie-talkie, tells him where he is.
But and then, like, the bear, like, walks up, like, right behind him. And, like, oh, no, right in front of him. Yeah.
No, so it's, he doesn't see the bear. He gets back on horseback and keeps riding. Because remember the bear attack?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. So he rides the horse into the bear.
But he doesn't see it.
Yeah, for some reason.
A big fucking bear. It's
like right in front of him and he doesn't see it.
It just shows up in front of him. And
oh my God, it just swipes and the horse's head just flies off.
They love like throwing body parts in this movie because you just see the horse head just flying across the screen.
And then it like smacks Scotty off the horse.
And then he smacks him in the face and starts like burying him to like eat him later.
And you think he's presumably dead. Well, which I don't get why they did this scene. Because
to fuck with us, I don't know. Guess,
but like he's still dead in the end.
So here's what happens: he buries him. Scotty wakes up, and you think everything's safe, and then he gets up, and the bear is just right behind him.
Yep,
and because he had to do it to him.
And then, what? Kelly and Tom land.
They find
the
body.
Go to the coordinates, and they find Scotty, and they're like, okay, he's got to be near.
His body's like mangled, yeah, so they decided to just bury him here, and then they're presumably flying away, and then he sees the bear. He just sees it kind of just like running across like the landscape. They chase him a little, and they kind of tire him out.
And he's like, okay, he's tired. Let's get him back in the helicopter, and we'll chase him down.
Yeah.
So they go.
They set down the helicopter.
So they get back in the helicopter, like...
No, so they set down the helicopter, and then, I'm not joking, it just right away, like, you see very briefly a man in a suit,
yes,
like, attacking a helicopter.
And the bear, like rotates
like, swipes it and rotates it and breaks the helicopter.
Yes.
So they can't take off. Tom, like, kind of runs away, and...
And then Tom's, like, so it's going to attack Kelly, and Tom, like, shoots it a couple times, so it starts going after Tom.
And then Kelly starts shooting it, but it's just, like, doesn't give a shit.
And then it kills Tom.
Bear hug to death.
Yep. And then, like, you know, Kelly's like, you know what? Fuck it.
Fuck
and
it.
He goes into the helicopter, gets the goddamn bazooka, and I'm like, oh, my God, yes. Fucking blow that shit up. And so, like... The bear starts charging at him and can't find the trigger, I guess, on the bazooka. Like, it's supposed to be, like, this tense scene.
Yeah.
But he just looks like a fucking idiot.
It's like, it's just a bazooka,
like,
dude.
He's, like, trying to, like toggle the switch, but, like, he can't find the trigger. And I'm like, this is fucking dumb. And then he just fucking fires it and, like, just a gigantic explosion.
Yeah.
Just fucking huge explosion.
Huge explosion. And then, like, we just get, like, a wide, like, pull-away shot as he goes over to the body, and it's, like, all very, like, sad. And just roll credits!
Yeah, that's it. Wow, that was a short review.
What a weird combination.
God, it's, that, like, was short.
Blows it up, and you're like, yeah! And then it just gets all, like, sad. And
it's all melancholy. You're just like, oh.
In the end.
Like, everyone's dead. Like, really? Like, everyone's dead. At least in Jaws, like, most people survived.
Yeah, I mean...
But the old guy dies, right?
Old guy dies, and Yeah, just the old guy.
The old sailor, yeah.
Yeah.
He dies, which I actually was upset about, because he was, like, really... I liked him a lot.
He got chomped.
Yeah, he got chomped.
By Bruce. Bruce the shark.
Yep.
But in this, everyone gets swiped.
Except for the main guy. And then... I guess the girl is alive, too.
I mean, but... I guess they could have just... If they wanted to go full dark, they could have just ended the movie with... Just everyone died.
go just full bore and just like the bear gets to him as soon as he lights off the bazooka and like they both die.
They both blow up
in a blaze of glory.
Kamikaze.
Just fucking kamikaze that shit. Be like, well, the bear is dead, but so is everyone else.
Everyone's
so
dead.
Just starts a forest fire. The whole forest fucking burns
everyone
down.
Everyone just dies.
It's like the bleakest ending we've ever seen.
It's just like, oh.
It's like, oh, man. Move over, bug. This is,
yeah, there you go.
This is the new bleak ending.
This is the new existential bear attack movie.
So, the reason the, I guess the reason the review of the movie itself was so short is because there's not a lot of context here.
It's very simple.
It's just bear attacks people.
I assure you.
People talk about hunting the bear, and then the park owner's a dick and won't do anything about it.
It's very simple.
It is very simple. If you've seen Jaws, you've seen Grizzly.
There's nothing, like, really bad to point out or really incompetent, and at the same time, there's nothing, like, amazing to point out either.
It's just kind of there.
It's just, it's okay.
It's kind of bland. It's just, like, it's not original at all, so it's just, like,
oh, original.
Like, it's not, it's literally, like, they said they thought, so I was reading a little bit of trivia. Apparently, the director thought of this idea. This is what he says. He thought of this idea when he, like, saw a grizzly at a national park and, like, was scared for his life. And he's like, oh, it would be great to hear, to, like, do a movie about bear attacks. But then, I guess,
Jaws came out?
Jaws came out, and he was like, you know what would be even better? A giant bear attack.
You know, I mean, I buy it. Sure.
Yeah.
But it is a Jaws ripoff.
Now, to be fair, this is the highest grossing independent film from 1976.
Well, people needed their Jaws fix.
It's
and
true. I honestly, if I was alive in 1976, I probably would have seen this too, because I would have been a huge fan of
Jaws. If I saw that poster?
Yeah.
I'd see this poster, and I'd be like, all right.
That poster is the fucking business, dude.
I gotta see
it's
it.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. I would have. I probably would have seen this too. And, I mean, I already enjoy these schlocky animal attack movies. So.
Like, it was enjoyable. I wouldn't say it's a bad movie, per se. It's just kind of forgettable.
It's okay, like,
it's just,
it feels very, like, it's kind of weird. Like, there's a lot of, like, I mean, there's a lot of body parts flying around. But the movie just, it feels kind of bland.
Uh-huh.
It feels kind of vanilla.
It's very vanilla. That's the problem.
It feels very much like a movie that was made to capitalize on the success of another movie.
There's nothing there.
Yeah.
There's no substance to this movie.
There's no, like,
like, yes, it seems better because we're coming off the heels of,
compared to those,
Moonbeast.
It is better.
Yes. It is very much better.
It's, there's no massive fuck-ups on display here.
Yes. No. Well, I mean, no, actually there isn't.
No.
Nothing I can think of.
It's all very, like, there's no goofs. There's nothing, like, just offensively.
I just think it's on this podcast because it's a blatant rip-off of Jaws. Like, blatant. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's no disguising this fucking movie is anything but a rip-off of Jaws.
Well, it's also on the podcast because it is schlock.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. Like, I think people realized that it was just a ripoff of Jaws, so they're like, why even bother with this movie?
Yeah.
Like, just go watch Jaws.
Just watch Jaws.
Seriously, that's the best review I can give for this movie.
Just
go watch Jaws. You don't need to watch this film. Just go watch Jaws, and you've seen the same movie, but better.
Yeah.
Way better, and more believable.
Yeah, surprisingly. Considering that I'm pretty sure bears kill more people than sharks, this somehow seems less believable.
It does.
But then again, you do see a kid with some bloody stumps.
It had some ballsy moves, I will admit.
And it's rated PG.
But it's still just not enough to capture me.
It feels very vanilla.
It's not enough to make me a believer in this film.
No.
Because nothing captivates me in this.
Not really.
It's just like, meh.
Yeah.
Like, it's just an hour and a half of your life just that you could have spent watching Jaws.
You could have spent watching Jaws or, I don't know, any other schlocky, fun, like, animal, big animal attack thing, whatever.
Yeah, but just for the sake of argument, just go watch Jaws, because, like, that's obviously what they were trying to go for.
Money.
Yes.
Money, money, money.
So, yeah, that was Grizzly. Now, unless you have any more thoughts on it.
Nah.
It's just... It's just there.
It's okay.
It's just a movie.
It is indeed a movie.
So, now we do a segment. Shitty or pretty?
So this is easy for me.
Yeah.
5.
Just bland.
I'm serious. 5. Just meh. Right down the middle.
It's kind 5. Of funny because that's what I'm gonna give it to. Just like.
I mean, yeah. It's not necessarily good,
but it's not necessarily bad. It's a movie. Go watch Jaws.
Unless for some reason you really need to see this.
Go watch Jaws. Please.
And I do mean, unless you really need to see bear attack movie.
That's basically Jaws.
Just, you can watch this.
On Prime.
It is free on Prime.
I think there's a version on YouTube too, but I'm possibly. Not sure. I'm not sure, but.
But yeah, the movie is there. It's just an hour and a half of okay.
It's an hour and a half of I wish I was watching Jaws. Can I reiterate that anymore? Like, it's literally an hour and a half of, wow, this would be a lot better if it was Jaws.
No, Will. Jaws doesn't have fucking horse heads flying across the screen.
Oh, God.
I'll say this. If they added a couple more body parts flying around, I'd probably boost my rating to 6 or 7.
Yeah.
But alas.
5.
They had to just do a straight down the middle.
Just a straight 5.
Just, like, we'll put in as much effort as possible to make this okay.
Yep. It's the okayest movie, one of the okayest movies I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's just like a very okay burger.
Yeah.
Where it's like just a bland patty, you know. Some cheese.
I imagine it's the kind of burger like where your friends all want to go to like Denny's and you're just like, okay, I'll have a burger, I guess. And it's just like, it's there.
It's a burger.
It's food. It sustains you, but you don't really like it that much.
This movie is Denny's.
You know, you could be like, oh, I could be having a way better burger at this other place. But no, I'm having it at Denny's.
This movie is a Denny's meal. It's just, you look at the menu. You order it, you put it in your fucking fat fucking mouth, and then you say to yourself, I really don't know what else I expected.
I could have gone to a local eatery and had way better food, but no.
I could have, like, done anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's edible. You're hopefully.
It sustains you.
And you're hopefully not going to get food poisoning.
Yes, hopefully.
And you feel full, but you're just not.
You're not quite satisfied.
Your beepus isn't hard. It's just soft. It wasn't enough.
No.
That's this movie. It's okay. You know what? You know what? Here's what's important. Here's the most important part.
It's not Moonbeast?
That's right. It's not Track of the Moonbeast, and it's not Drive-In Massacre.
It is not those movies, thank the Lord.
It's neither of those. It's just Grizzly. Nice poster, though.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a nice poster. Any news lately? I don't know.
Fuck no.
No. We got a live stream coming up at the end of the month.
31st.
Tune in, boys. So stay tuned for that. You'll get to hear the incredible story of two idiots trying to set up an audio system.
This is our clickbait.
It is. It's exclusive to the live stream. We're not telling it on here.
I ain't
repeating it after the live stream either. Like, I don't care if you go back and listen to it on the live stream. I am not repeating it on this podcast.
Exclusive.
I still feel dumb about this. It's a good story. It's we are fucking idiots.
We're straight up idiots.
Yes. Like, you'll get to understand why two of the episodes have literally the shittiest quality we've ever had in the entire podcast.
Why we were like, hey, we got upgraded sound system, and why for some reason
it sounded worse than any other setup.
Those two episodes just sounded wrong. You'll find out why.
We're on our third microphones here, or fourth if you want to count the fuck up. But I'm not going to mention any more than that.
You fuck.
So we're on our fourth microphone setup, right? Literally those two episodes that had the shittiest audio quality were our third microphone, and you'll understand why when you listen to the live stream, because I'm not going to say more than that.
We'll just stop talking.
Yes.
You've given away too much information. Too much information that belongs exclusively on our clickbaity
podcast,
which you can
live stream.
Please subscribe.
Sorry, not podcast. Podcast live stream.
Live stream.
So you can go on YouTube. You type in "They Mostly Come Out at Night" podcast. You see the fucking picture of "Help Me, I'm Possessed" or our logo. You either click one on there. You go to subscribe. You subscribe. You tell your friends to subscribe. You hit that bell so you can see when we go live. Yes, I am on a rant.
You tell your friends.
Go that tell your friends.
There will be a funny fucking story about how the podcast you listen to is run by two morons.
Yes.
And don't know what things are.
And then you can hear the story and laugh and laugh and laugh at how fucking idiotic we are, okay?
And you can have a knee slapper.
What better entertainment? You get a laugh at two idiots fucking up an audio system. Like, on a podcast.
On what?
You know, the thing that relies on audio, like audio capture devices?
On their 70th something episode.
Yes.
Imagine.
Audio capture devices on a podcast. We fucked that up. The most essential thing to a podcast.
We fucked it up and then we didn't even know, but you will find out.
Yes.
Tune in.
So please tell your friends, go on our YouTube, like go subscribe now. Tell your friends now about us, because we would love to hang out with you guys. We don't want to tell the story, but we will.
Oh, I want to tell it.
And
people got to know.
Just come hang out with us. And like literally, I mentioned this before, but like we didn't get a lot of comments last time. We are there to hang out. Like, we are there for you to answer questions if you have any. We are there to, like, you know, just if you want to make fun of the game with us, that's fine.
If you want to vent to us,
if you
about
wanna,
how you want to get the digits from that cute girl down at the 7-Eleven, but you're too scared, you can come talk to us.
If you want dating advice, I don't suggest that. If you want dating advice from us, we will give it to you horribly, but we will give it to you.
If you want to ask, like, you know, what are the hot investment tips?
Yes,
we'll tell you those.
If you want tips on your podcast, again, you shouldn't be asking us. We will tell you.
We know. We've been through.
We've lived
the wilderness.
Yes,
and we can tell you. So tune in.
But yeah, just comment. We have YouTube open the whole time. Like I'm answering everyone's comments. Just
we'll
comment.
Be answering your questions as long as
it's
I'm
a
not
hangout, guys.
Stuffing my face.
It's a hangout, guys. Come on, just comment.
And you know what? It's free.
But you know what you got to do first? Subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, and then hit that bell.
Hit it
before I want to everyone before the end of the month. Everyone that's listening to this, go to YouTube, type in "They Mostly Come Out at Night" podcast. Look for our fucking,
because if you don't,
a red logo with two beers and a microphone. You click on that. You click the subscribe, and I'm gonna make empty threats until you do.
We know who you are. I'll fucking
go down
the list of subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah, know who every subscriber. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Speak for yourself, William. I'll go down the list and I'll match the Podbean subscribers to YouTube. And if your name's not matching, I got you.
We'll find you somehow. I don't. Probably not. We're not active enough to do that. We're just lazy.
You know why we'll find him?
We sit here and fucking talk about movies the whole way for an hour.
We'll find him.
Yeah.
You know why? Because we had to do it to him.
We had to do it to him.
Had to do it to him!
If you can't tell, that's our favorite meme at the moment.
Well, listen, the grizzly bear did it to him.
Yeah, so we had to do it to him.
I mean, literally, it didn't
even. The grizzly bear hunted down people. Like, we're going to hunt down our subscribers and make them subscribe to YouTube.
Will, it only ate, like, two of them.
Yeah,
that's true. The rest of them just killed them.
He bounced.
He's just swiped the helicopter. He straight up like fucking knocked down a tower for no reason
and just bounced.
He just had to do it to him.
Yeah,
he didn't even bother.
No, but seriously, guys, thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate all the support. And if you want to like support us in any other way, even if you just want to comment on our Facebook page, we always like any suggestions I can do, because I'm like the main Facebook guy. So like any suggestions you can give me to get people more engaged, like I'd love it. So like we just appreciate the listeners and we appreciate you guys.
Suggestions.
I'll take them.
Disgusting.
We'll talk about them. It's not like we're going to...
Shut the fuck up. This podcast is perfect. Okay. No flaws. Ever.
Alex is delusional.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Fine. It's fine. He's a little delusional. He's off his meds right now, so help me.
Listen.
Help me, I'm possessed.
This is... You mean the greatest movie ever?
You and your evil.
Where's the guillotine, Will?
I'm on the chopping block right now.
Okay, just fucking let it go. Adjust yourself first.
And let
it go.
And then let the guillotine go. It's the best advice we can give.
Everyone should have their own home dungeon with randos strung up and a guillotine.
If you haven't listened to that episode, that's one of my favorites. So go listen to Help Me, I'm Possessed. It's on like the main thing on our YouTube page.
I put it as the main thing for a reason.
So go watch it. It's hilarious.
I need to share the insanity.
Yes. But yeah.
You know what? Let's We're done.
We're
fucking done.
Okay. All right.
It's over.
All right. For They Mostly Come Out at Night, this has been Will.
This has been Alex.
And we will talk to you all later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Peace.
Do it too.
How to do it too.